Ah, hello, my darling. Oh, I'm so glad to be home. What a day. Gods. I don't want to come home and immediately offload on you. Are you sure that you want to hear about it? It has been quite stressful. Well, if you're sure, thank you. You really are my rock at times like this. Well, distribution of the cure hasn't been going as smoothly as we'd like. I was sure I'd covered all possible bases with the formula, but it seems that was my hubris showing. It turns out there are some, we're not even sure what to call them, mutations, I suppose that's what we're saying. Yes, if it were a disease, we might say that there were different strains. Of course, vampirism isn't actually a disease, though it usually makes sense to talk about it as though it is. In this case, though, accounting for variations in how Sanguinare Vampiris takes hold is proving very difficult. The mutations are not being driven by the chaos of nature. They're not random. That might sound like it would be easier to predict what's going to happen next and account for that in the cure. If only. But no, it is worse than random. It's intelligent. The mutations we're seeing are controlled by a demon of the undead. Possibly Orcus, possibly Vecna, possibly one other that we don't know of. What we do know is that they are intelligently designed and, therefore, devilish, quite literally, to come up with a universal cure for. You are ever the optimist, and I'm grateful for it. I am sure that you will eventually come up with something, as you say. The first version of the cure was fairly successful. The second even more so, once I gained the assistance of the guild. I remain ever grateful to you, my love, for making that happen. Without you, I would likely be leading a very different kind of life right now. Or perhaps no life at all. Anyway, as you say, I'm sure that a third version of the cure, when we eventually formulate it, will be more efficacious than ever. At least, that's what I know you'd say about it. So, I'm trying to adopt some of that positive energy. Gods know I need it. Oh no, that actually isn't everything. I wish it was. Even if the cure works, getting it out there has been more difficult than any of us expected. And even when we are able to successfully administer it, and even when it works well, some former vampires are, well, they seem resentful. Like they miss being a vampire, if you can believe it. I've been talking to some of them. When we started seeing some resistance to the cure, or cases of it not working, we began keeping people in quarantine for a week or two to make sure that their reversion to life from undeath would be permanent. It gave me a chance to talk to more vampires, or at least people with the experience of having been a vampire than ever before. Well, you know how it was. When I was still undead, I was an outsider. I was rarely trusted by others like me. I think they cottoned on to the idea that I was not happy with that life, but they were, so. Well, that's the thing. I assumed that other vampires only thought they were happy with their lot in life because they were resigned to it. They were a vampire, and there was no other way for them to be. So they had to accept it, and even trick themselves into thinking it was a good thing, or they'd go mad with anguish. Some do.